Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since 2014, the issue of laws has been discussed at the CCW, and we believe it's now time to steer our discussions towards concrete steps in order to deal with the legal, ethical and security concerns related to laws. We sincerely hope this week and the one in August will be the basis to take a decision in November to start negotiations on an international legally binding instrument. But the CCW, of course, is not the only arena where progress can be made. This truly is a multi-stakeholder issue, and we believe the issue of laws concerns us all. States, military, civil society, AI and robotics experts, companies and the financial sector. We all have a role to play, both inside the CCW as well as outside. As Steve Goose from Human Rights Watch already mentioned, there was a lot of media attention last week on the open letter from Google employees stating that, and I quote, "Google should not be in the business of war." And we also saw the South Korean university responding to a possible boycott by stating that it does not have any intention to engage in the development of laws. Now, these are good examples that there are many actors that can take steps to prevent the development and use of laws, or better said, to ensure there is meaningful human control over the use of force. As some of you might know, my organization, PAX, works amongst others on the issue of divestment from controversial or banned weapons, like cluster munitions or nuclear weapons. In the upcoming months, we will explore ways of engaging with companies and the financial sector on the issue of laws as well. How to make sure that companies, for example, develop a code of conduct, which can then be used by the financial sector as one of the criteria to use in their decision in which companies to invest and in which not. Now, to go back to the debate here at the CCW, let me conclude by shortly mentioning some of the arguments we heard over the last years and that we find in particular worrisome. First is the tendency to overcomplicate the issue. Now, as interesting as all the related issues are, the heart of the matter remains that we want to maintain meaningful human control over the critical functions of the selection and engagement of targets. Second is the tendency of some to state that the emergence of laws is inevitable. Now, we believe we should all be better than that. If we want to keep something, meaningful human control over the selection and attack of targets, we should be able to do so. The stakes are too high and we do have a choice here. And if we don't make that choice, the choice will be made for us and it will be impossible to go back. Third is the tendency to speak in terms of we, as a user state. But in the end, there won't be a world of haves and haves not, have-nots. These weapons, if developed, will proliferate rapidly, and just imagine laws being used against your own troops or against civilians of your own state. Fourth is the tendency of some to state that a treaty is hard to enforce, or even too hard to enforce. But we believe it's better to have a treaty that takes an extra effort to enforce than a world flooded with systems being used without meaningful human control over its critical functions. Summing up, we believe that states urgently need to decide where to draw the line of what is acceptable and what is unacceptable regarding autonomy in weapon systems. States should focus on how to retain human control of weapon systems to ensure that ethical and legal norms are met. And it's our sincere hope that this week will be a step forward in getting us there. Thank you.